In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel lesson, we heard the parable of the great banquet. When the feast was prepared and ready to be served, the master of the house sent out a hired servant to go and invite his guests. The servant went to three men and invited them to the feast. However, all three believed in their minds that they were too busy to attend the banquet and gave their excuses why they were unable to attend. The church fathers very wisely placed this reading during the Advent fast in preparation for the Nativity of Christ. It is astonishingly appropriate during this time of year, as we are all confronted with our own busy schedules and the pre-holiday hustle and bustle of our modern world. We must now attempt to schedule in Christmas parties and all the many other preparations for the Christmas season. In today's parable, the three guests were overcommitted, to use a contemporary expression. Something that we too face in our lives. The master whom they refused in this parable represents God. The question which confronts us is this: how do we deal with this overcommitment in our own lives? How do we ensure that we do not say no to God when He is inviting us to His great banquet? How do we balance work, family life, church, social activities, recreation, and charitable work? In attempting to answer these questions and resolve the issue in my own life, which I struggle with, I turn to Scripture for my answers. I would like to share several passages with you which helped me tremendously, but I have to continually read them over and over again so that I understand my limitations. The first is found in Matthew chapter 14, and it's verses 13 and 14, and it describes Jesus' reaction upon hearing of the beheading of John the Baptist. And I'll read it to you. When he heard what had happened, he withdrew privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Jesus was undoubtedly grieving at that time over the beheading of his cousin, John. Most understandably, in such grief, he needed to withdraw to a solitary place. Nevertheless, the people learned of his whereabouts and came seeking his healing power. Even in that painful time of grief, Christ took compassion on the people in need and reached out to them. From this, we may conclude that there are times when we too must reach out, even though it is difficult or inconvenient to do so. Even when we are tired, we must make sure that we are not only accomplishing our own work, but that we are including God's work as well, such as volunteering our time and efforts to help those whose needs are greater than our own, or helping our church, or helping in the local community. On another occasion, Jesus had spent the day teaching a crowd so great he had to sit in a boat to be seen by all the people on the shore. In the evening, he said to his disciples, from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 and 36, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. The large following that day must have included individuals with blindness, cancers, physical deformities, and other kinds of misery and pain. Jesus could have stayed there through the night, teaching and healing them all. Yet he had apparently reached his physical limit. He knew as a man he needed to rest. He and his disciples rode away, leaving the crowd standing on the bank. And another event is described in Matthew 14, verse 23, in which Christ sent the multitudes away, and he went up into the mountain to be alone to pray. Just as there is a time to give, there's also a time to be alone to pray. As Christ did, we also need to escape from the pressures of our day and our routine, even though there are worthy things yet to be accomplished. Those who fail to reserve some downtime for rest and renewal, as Jesus did, are risking even those good things they hope and plan to accomplish. Rest, renewal, and the strength they bring are invaluable to both body and soul. It is rather like what grape growers do to strengthen the yield of their crops. Did you know that not only do they trim dead branches from their vines, but they also eliminate a certain number of the fruit-producing branches? They sacrifice a portion of the crop so that the fruit which survives will be better. Likewise, we need to eliminate some of the breathless activities which fill our days in order to improve the overall quality of the most important things we do. Having said all this, please allow me to offer one word of caution. The need to maintain balance is very important, but God's work must not be diminished in this equation of balance. Yes, we need to know our limitations as Christ knew his own human limitations. And there are times when we should say no. However, we must understand who we are saying no to. We should never say no to God. We should never say no to God. We heard the three men in the parable of the great banquet say no, but not to the hustle and bustle of their busy lives, but rather and wrongly to God. They were busy, true, but they should have made time for God. It is all a matter of prioritizing what is most important in our lives. God must be first. You can learn from this example and endeavor to always say yes to God. Endeavor to always be ready to respond with our wholehearted eagerness to God's invitation to do his work. We can attend church services, give our time, talents, and resources to our church and to the greater community. We can make time to talk to our children and grandchildren about God and his commandments. We can give alms to the poor. We can visit and learn from the elderly, whose wisdom and devotion to God exceed our own. In these ways, and there are many more, we can make God our priority. And I promise you that when we wholeheartedly place God as our first priority, there will be peace in our hearts, and our busy lives will neither be burdened nor feel so dreadfully overcommitted anymore. So say yes to the Lord our God. Focus on the light, which is Christ, our true God. Amen.